Exodus chapter 31. The Lord spoke to Moses, "See, I have called by name Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, from the tribe of Judah. I have filled him with the Spirit of God, giving him wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and all kinds of craftsmanship, to make artistic works in gold, silver, and bronze, and in cutting stones for setting, and in carving of wood, to work in all kinds of craftsmanship. Moreover, I have appointed to work with him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, from the tribe of Dan. And in the heart of all the craftsmen I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded you, the tent of meeting, the ark of the testimony, the mercy seat lid that is on it, all the furnishings of the tent, the table and its utensils, the pure gold lampstand with all its utensils, the altar of incense, the altar of burnt offering with all its utensils, and the basin and its stand, and the finely woven garments, even the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons to minister as priests, the anointing oil, and the incense of fragrant spices for the holy place. They are to make them according to all that I have commanded you." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites, you must keep my Sabbaths, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, so that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. You must keep the Sabbath, for it is holy to you. Anyone who profanes it must be put to death. For whoever does any work on that day, that person must be cut off from among his people. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath of complete rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day, he must be put to death. Therefore, the Israelites must keep the Sabbath by observing the Sabbath throughout their generations. It is a perpetual covenant. It is a sign forever between me and the Israelites. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed." When he finished speaking to Moses on Mount Sinai, he gave him the 2 tablets of the testimony, tablets of stone, written by the finger of God.